Carroll Tigers head coach Craig Roeder joining us here in the Mackey Motors tailgate show. Coach, it's been a rough couple of weeks for you guys. Now you're finally fully healthy. How have practices looked coming into this week's matchup?
Practices have gone really well this week. You know, it's always a little different with homecoming week. There's a lot of other things going on as well, but the guys have stayed focused this week, and I think we're ready to go.
You guys get a lot of pieces back the last couple of weeks. How is the team looking now with more players back that can really make a difference for this team?
Well, we're kind of take one step forward, two steps back on some of them. We're still missing a couple. We get a couple guys back and then missing a few more, but we've been moving stuff around, getting a lot of guys different looks at different positions, especially more so probably on offense, just to try to keep some bodies fresh. You know, throughout the entire game, we've struggled a little bit in the fourth quarter the last couple of weeks. Mostly, in my opinion, kind of to some fatigue stuff. So we're trying to kind of rotate, maybe give some guys more breaks on one side of the ball than the other. And so due to that, we've kind of been switching around some positions just to get a different look. So we, some of the stuff we've been doing hasn't worked. So kind of the definition of insanity is doing the same things and expect different results. So we're still working on pieces and moving some things around to try to get back on the right side of the scoreboard.
Last year, the Sergeant Bluff-Luton team comes to Carroll. You guys knocked them out of the playoffs with a win. Kind of a similar situation. You know, the winner gets to keep their playoff chances potentially alive. Is that something you guys have been talking about this week at practice?
Not a whole lot. I mean, we just kind of business as usual, focus on the game at hand. But we did mention, I'm sure they're coming down ready to, do a little bit of payback from last year because they had a really, really talented team that, might have been able to do some damage in the playoffs a year ago when we were able to kind of control the ball in time of possession and, ultimately came away with an upset win at our place last year. So we turn around and they'd probably like nothing more than to come down and spoil homecoming.
It is homecoming for you guys. Any outside distractions you've really had to deal with this week? I know you mentioned it a little bit, but the kids have stayed focused for the most part.
Yeah, I think the guys have done a really good job. I haven't had to knock on wood, haven't got any phone calls from the principal or anything like that. So we're in good shape. Some of the guys helped coach on Powder Puff on Monday night after the JV game. JV had a nice win over Emmitsburg on Monday to kind of start off homecoming week. And I think there's some Powder Puff volleyball going on yet after the homecoming meal this evening. So we'll kind of see how that plays out. But overall, it's been a fun week.
Now let's get back talking about Sergeant Bluff-Luton. Me personally, when I look at them, stat-wise, they really got the running back. Not anybody else really contributes on offense for them. Have you guys kind of sold out on the run this week, kind of trying to stop their running back?
Well, we always, that's kind of the focus point every week is to stop the run game. Anytime you can really get that shut down, then it forces the team to be one-dimensional, and you can kind of set up a pass rush a little bit, kind of pick your times to blitz a little bit easier if you're not too worried about the run game. But they have a great running back. He's a really good wrestler too, so he has good balance, tough kid. And so we'll definitely have to be focused on shutting that down and then just stay disciplined in the passing game. I thought last week our secondary did a tremendous job, hardly giving up anything through the air. We did give up a few rushing yards, especially in the second half. But I think if we can shut down that run game and then just let our secondary focus on the passing routes and everything, that should be a recipe for success.
Do you feel comfortable that you guys can pull out a win if you were able to stomp that run game? I think their quarterback's only completing about 42% of his passes, only a couple touchdowns, one interception so far in the season.
Yeah, he's a first-year starter, kind of like us breaking in a new quarterback this year. Coach Smith's kid was their quarterback last year. I think he was a three-year starter for him and two-time All-State quarterback. So it's always – you expect a drop-off after replacing a two-time All-State quarterback for them, and plus with their talented running back. So we kind of knew coming in that they'd be a little bit more run-heavy this year. But that doesn't say, you know, once you get it, if you're always looking in the backfield, there's always that threat to give up play-action passes.
Now, offensively for you guys, I think this Sergeant Bluff Luton defense a couple times have given up 40-plus points. Do you feel comfortable you can get your athletes out in space and score some touchdowns pretty quickly Friday night?
We'll just have to, you know, kind of, again, we're going to focus on the run game. We did a great job last year against their, they kind of give a unique look initially. They kind of start with a three-man front, and their Mike linebacker sits off the ball a little bit, and then they kind of, I think they call them like a three-high safety look, but the two outside safeties, they come downhill pretty fast. So it basically gives a look like a kind of like a 5-1 if they walk up those outside linebackers, but those other two safeties are coming downhill in a hurry. So, you know, initially it lines up well if you want to establish that run game, but you do, it makes it a little different because usually you're looking for the linebackers. Your guards are kind of looking for linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage, and these guys come from 8 to 9 yards of depth, so it'll be a little adjustment there. But I think definitely with their style of defense, you have to be able to run the ball. Otherwise, they'll sit with five guys back, you know, and make it extremely tough to throw.
Last week, Tayden Peterson comes back, plays a little bit for you. Two carries, 20-some yards. He ran the ball really well. Maybe you're going to incorporate him a little more in the offense this week with Reese. You know, they're probably going to be relying on stopping Reese pretty heavily.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. You know, again, we'll be without Cooper, who's been a mainstay in the backfield the last 3 years. But, you know, with Reese and Chase Regaler, a threat there too. And then Tayden's back. And, you know, Tayden also, he runs the ball well, but he also does an even better job lead blocking, you know, kind of a glorified guard with a skilled player's number, you know, as far as being able to stick his nose in there and did a great job blocking Friday and, you know, has done so in practice this week. So it definitely gives us some options. And that's, as I mentioned earlier, we're, you know, still moving some pieces around to try to get our guys in the optimal spot.
Coach, the only questions I have for you, I want to thank you for joining me before Friday's game.
Appreciate it, Casey, and go Tigers.